Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisani, and this is the evening news. A 25-year-old man is in custody in relation to the death of Victorine. He supposedly admitted being the murderer. The body of the young 18-year-old woman was found in a stream at the end of September in Villefontaine in Isère. The autopsy report mentions a death by drowning with the intervention of a third party. A search was carried out at the home of the suspect, who lives near the family of the victim. 28 years in prison were pronounced against Farid Iken. He had attacked police officers in front of Notre-Dame de Paris 3 years ago with a hammer. The Algerian national had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State, and he was also sentenced to a definitive ban on French territory. Four people are actively wanted in Essonne after a police officer was run over by a car last night in Savigny-sur-Orge. The officer intervened for a suspicion of burglary. The driver of the car refused to comply and fled by hitting the policeman. The victim is in critical condition. After the storm Alex in the Alpes-Maritimes, a race against the clock has begun to identify the victims. Five bodies were formally identified and returned to the families. 13 people are still missing. Identifying the bodies is all the more complicated given that 400 graves in a cemetery were ravaged by the waves. He continues his consultations before tonight's speech. His interview is intended to give a better view of the government strategy in the face of the second wave of the coronavirus. A curfew could be implemented in the cities where the disease circulates the most, in particular Paris, a solution which would avoid a dreaded local reconfinement as intensive care units become increasingly busy. And the French soccer team will be playing tonight in the Nations League against Croatia in front of 7,000 spectators. The game begins at 8:45. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisani for English Waves.